Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for the Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Holleran, Sharon Bradley, Nancy Galway, and Phil Powers. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all the psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Sharon Bradley, and I'd like to thank you for coming to tonight's broadcast of The Psychic Viewpoint, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. Tonight, we'll be talking to Robert Bradley, whose native name is Bear Running, about animal totems. Before we get started, please join me in welcoming my wonderful co-hosts. A warm welcome to Maureen Holleran. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Sharon. I'm really looking forward to your show, and I think it's going to be lovely and fun and about animals. And yes, and you're going to ask me now, I know, probably, what do I do? Well, I work at Psychic. I work with all my fellow co-hosts here and other really wonderful readers at PsychicAccess.com, and I am an intuitive empath. I have all the clair stuff going on. I'm not going to name them because it would take, you know, the clair this, clair that. And I help people help themselves on the direction, and I feel that, you know, I'm not a fortune teller, but I feel that every negative can be a positive. We have choices, and I'm very objective, and there you have it.
Okay.
Thanks a
lot, Maureen.
Okay.
All right. Now we have Nancy Galway. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very glad to be here.
That's good. Can you tell us a little bit about your work?
Well, I'm very excited about tonight, too, because I love the animal medicine, and actually my name on Psychic Access is Silver Wolf, and that came from the animal totems, because the wolf is the teacher. So I don't think I'm a tough teacher, but a gentle teacher. I like to guide people, and I'm a spiritual advisor as well on PsychicAccess.com, as well as everyone else, and I'm an intuitive and an empath, and I use the wolf medicine to help guide me in my readings, as well as angels.
Beautiful. That's great. And you do work on Psychic Access, too? Did you say that already?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I said that.
Okay, sorry. I missed it. Thanks.
Well, I'll say it again.
Now it's again, yeah. And now we have a warm welcome to Phil Powers. Hi, Phil.
Hey, Sharon. How are you?
Good. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
That's good. You want to tell us a little bit about your work?
Sure. Well, I can ditto the two girls. I work on Psychic Access and reader there. And let's see. I kind of just flip cards, the tower cards, swing a pendulum around, use all the C's, channel in the info from somewhere, and, you know, it all just seems to come together and kind of guide people through what's going on in their lives and situations.
That's great. Thanks, Phil.
Okay.
And my name is Sharon, and I also do work on Psychic Access, which I love. And I do readings from spirit. I hear and I can see from spirit. So that's the way I do my readings. I don't really use any cards or anything. So tonight I'm totally delighted and honored to interview our wonderful guest, Robert Bradley, whose native name is Bear Running. Robert has been studying native traditions for many years. He facilitates sweat lodges and drum circles, teaches drum making and native studies. He has a passion for anything native. His mother talks about a time when he was a young boy when he made a bow and arrow, and they thought nothing of it until he shot it at someone, and it was kind of close to the real thing. Robert is full of knowledge of the old ways of the natives, and I'm looking forward to his being here today. So to contact Robert at any time, you can email him at robertbradley1964@hotmail.com. So, be sure to stay tuned for the second half of our show to get your free on-air reading with our gifted psychics. We have a special treat tonight because Bear Running has agreed to stay on with us and be one of the readers tonight. We will announce the call-in number later in the show, so be sure to have your pen and paper ready. If you weren't able to catch our show about earthquakes last week, you will find a recorded archive link as well as archives of all previous shows on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com under the Archive tab. Please feel free to circulate the archive links and future show details to your friends and family. Our mission is to reach out with our guides and connect with as many people as possible. So be sure to include others in on our show. So, welcome to the show, Robert. I'm so excited you're coming. You're coming on with us.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Well, that's great. So you're always so full of information for our listeners, and I know this is a subject that everyone is interested in, animal totems. Now, I understand that you studied for many years with a native elder, and that is where a lot of your knowledge comes from. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Oh, I sure can. I studied with a Haudenosaunee elder for about 7 years, and I studied also with a man. His name was Manny Two Feathers. He's passed over a couple of years ago. He went to the next world, but he's written several books and everything, and I first got a stone reading by him several years ago, and he told me that I was going to be doing all this native stuff, and told me I had native blood and all this, and I'm like, well, if you say so. And then I went home and asked my mom, and my mom was, yeah, we have your great-grandmother's native, and on it went, and next thing you knew, I was on television and been on radio, and here I am.
Well, that's great. So, and apparently Spirit had a little bit of a surprise for you when you asked them if you should be birthing drums when you were visiting Bon Echo up here in Canada. Can you tell us about this, and what is birthing drums, like, for our listeners?
Well, I had a friend of mine, and she teaches drum making, but she doesn't do the actual birthing ceremony. And we believe that once the drum is made, we do a ceremony where we birth the drum, we bring spirit into it, we bring life into it. And the way we do that, and it will vary from culture to culture, but the way I was taught to do it was we take a small bit of tobacco, and with our left hand we go across the newly made drum and make a circle around the top, and then we put a small shell on top in the center of that, and then we'll play four songs over top of that, and depending on which way the shell moves, will determine which animal totem is in that drum and what animal totem has come to that person. And this friend of mine had asked me, can you do that for me? And I said, well, I'd seen it done enough times in Iran. I knew how to do it, but I wasn't sure. And so I remember the elder telling me that if I ever got into a jam in life, the thing to do is to put some tobacco down and say a prayer and then go to sleep and just do that every night until I finally got my answer. And then on the second night, I remember having this dream, and it was very, very distinct. It said that I had to go to Bon Echo, I had to go with my girlfriend, who's now my wife now at the time, and my brother. And it was very vivid and said, go to Bon Echo, get this canoe, and go in the water, and your answer will be there. And So I told my girlfriend at the time, I said, yeah, we got to go there. And she was very open to all this. And she said, yeah, that's okay, so we'll do that. So we got there, and we rented the canoe, and we went over to the water to put the canoe in. And there it was, right on top of the water. There was like about 100 of these shells that we use for birthing the drums. So I took that as a very big yes, that I was able to birth the drums.
So it's always great when magic happens, eh? So today's topic, as you know, is animal totems. So before talking to you, we have a wonderful question from one of our listeners, Gloria, that was sent in before the show by email. It is a great introduction, so I'm going to ask it now. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. So her question is, on Saturday while watching TV, I heard a hawk screaming. Well, the screaming didn't stop, so I went to the window and saw this hawk sitting on the telephone pole and screaming. He saw me, stopped, and flew off. I read a little about hawks, and mostly they do this screaming while flying. So what do you think this hawk was trying to say to me?
Well, the hawks, we always say, are the messengers. And we believe that all birds, and we say all of my relations, so we're related to everything, we're connected to everything. And we always say the eagle is the like, I don't want to say the head bird or whatever, but he's the one who takes the prayers to the Creator when we smoke our pipes and when we burn tobacco and fire and whatnot. But this hawk was definitely trying to get your attention for some reason. To me, I think that there's someone who's trying to message you. I don't know if this person is in spirit and they've just recently passed over and they're trying to tell you like it's okay, it's all right. But that's what I'm getting very strongly. I'm getting that message. So I'll leave you with that.
Okay. So hopefully she writes back and lets us know that helps. It's always good to get a message from spirit so you know that everybody's okay. So now I've heard you say before that sometimes a fox is just a fox. Can you explain to our friends the difference between spirit sending us an animal message that we have to listen to and when something is just everyday life? Now, I'm going to tie this in because we got a question from the from our thing here, whatever, and it's from Tina, and it says, what does it mean when all of a sudden you have random animals showing up around your home that have never been seen around before? For example, baby ducks, baby birds, and cats. So it kind of ties in the same. So I just wonder.
Okay,
what you
well,
think.
This time of year, Tina, you're going to see. We are going to see. Actually, the spring view. We're going to see baby ducks, and we're going to see these things. And the baby ducks are going to actually draw the cats to the area. So I don't really see that as an unusual thing. Ducks can sometimes mean new beginnings or an idea that you need to take on a gentler approach to life and things. But this time of the year, there's baby ducks. And that ties in with what we're seeing here is, we say, oh, sometimes a fox is a fox. And people say, well, on my way home the other day, I saw a crow. Okay, well, you know, we often see crows. But if you're walking around and you're walking around in the forest, and you're thinking about a problem. Then eventually, you got a problem on your mind, and you're trying to think, what should I do about it? What should I do about it? And you're thinking, oh, should I go? Should I do this? Should I do that? And you all of a sudden you hear a crow, and it goes caw, like one lone caw. And that in the Ojibwe language, that means no. So the answer to your problem in that instance, using the totem medicine, the animal totem, would be no. But we hear crows cawing all the time. So depending on when you hear this, you know what I mean? Like if you're walking through the woods and you hear caw, 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 well then that doesn't really mean much. It just means there's a bunch of crows around. If all of a sudden you're just one distinct caw, and that's definitely a no to your question.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, so just sometimes a fox is just a fox, I guess. So we have to be a little bit we have to just pay attention to it and see, and you know, ask our heart what it means, I guess. So now I understand that. That there's different animal totems based on your birthday, kind of like native astrology, I would say. So is this different from animal totems? Like I know Nancy, she lives and breathes wolves. Yeah, we took her birthday, which we're going to find out below, and it's something different. So what's the difference in this?
Well, there's the animal totems. You can have more than one totem in your life. Most people, when you go to their home or whatever, you can automatically tell what totem they have, because as soon as you walk in their house, they'll have wolves all over the house, or they'll have bears all over the house, or they'll have statues of eagles and pictures of eagles all over the house. So you can pretty well narrow it down with most people what their animal totem is, and that's the animal that guides them. And as native people, we believe that the animals teach us how to live better lives as people. So someone who had the bear would get the strength of the bear. They would have the medicine teachings of the bear. They would have these type of things. And someone who had a wolf would have the medicine teachings of the wolf, and et cetera, et cetera. So, but on the other hand, if you look at the native astrology, then what we're talking about is these are the moon that you were born under. And there's...
Oh, the moon. There's a lot.
There's 12. 12. Wow. 12. There's actually 13 moons in a year. And if there's it's a double moon, we don't call it a blue moon. We call it a wolf moon. But there's the various moons, and just like in astrology, you have Virgo and Aries and all these things. In Native astrology, we have the moons, but the moons are different animals, and they're different animals determining the traits that we have and the traits that we. The likes and dislikes we will have, and etc., etc. They make up our personality, and we determine what moon we want to come in under before we do before we come to do this earth walk. We decide that we are going to come and, okay, when I come down this, and we believe that we come back again and again. So there's not, it's just not one time and then there's a judgment and all this. No, we come down and we learn certain things, and then we go back. And then we come back again, we learn other things, and then we go back, and then eventually what we do, no matter what kind of life we live here, we end up eventually becoming what we call a spirit guide, and we're actually going to be helping people that we know. We usually stay within our own spirit family, too. Sometimes with a mother, sometimes with a brother, sometimes with a sister, but we always usually tend to stay within the same family.
Okay, so based on that chart that I see here, what's your animal totem?
Mine is the red-tailed hawk. The red-tailed hawk shows purpose, and it's the red-tailed hawk people. Like a hawk, they're capable of. They can see the big picture, like a hawk. You got to imagine a hawk in the sky flying around. You can see the big picture, and they can look down and they can see that little wee tiny mouse. But everything in between is kind of lost to them. So they can, if they're focused on something, if they get into doing something, then. That's what they're focused on. Like they have a, I don't want to say addictive personalities, but when they get into something, they really get into something. And there's no, like they'll decide, okay, next year I'm going to climb Mount Everest. And then they'll just set out and they'll start planning it. And next thing you know, they're actually climbing it. And people around them actually get used to their personalities being like that. They just come up with these things and then they just put their head down and they just want to go.
So what are the dates for that, for the Red Hawk?
The Red Tail Hawk is March 21st to April 19th.
Oh, okay. All right. So before the show, I took the liberty of getting some birth dates. So I'm going to bring in the host. I think it'll be kind of fun. And you can tell them what their focus is. So, Nancy, are you there?
I am. I can give you my year, too.
Oh, it's okay. We don't need it. I already did it. So,
Okay.
We figured out to the grizzly bear. So, Robert, can you tell Nancy a little bit about that?
Okay, grizzly bears, they tend to be, the people that are born under that moon tend to be very helpful. And the time when that is between August 23rd and September 22nd. You could go up to a grizzly person that was born under that moon you had just met in a mall or something and say to them, listen, you know, I'm painting my house this weekend. Would you mind coming over and helping me? And they will. They're so helpful in their nature that they'll do that. The only thing that they won't, I'll give a warning to people that know grizzlies and this animal stuff comes with a bit of a warning, because once you know a person's totem, you can use it to your advantage or disadvantage. And if you have the grizzly bear, Nancy, so when you go to sit in meetings, you should try and sit in the north, because that's where the bear sits. You'll get more. Get stronger energy if you sit in the area where your animal is. So if you go to sweat lodge, try and sit in the north. Right? Always try and take that area if you can. And the other thing that the grizzlies don't like to do, they'll come and help. Like you could say, okay, come help me paint my house. But if you went up to them like halfway through and you said, hey, whoa, what are you doing there? Don't do it that way. Do it this way. No, they don't like that. They get all in arrears when... You try. They'll help you, but they want to help you their way. They don't want to be told a certain way. I know. I see you kind of rearing up on your hind legs like the bear.
Is that true, Nancy? Are you like that?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. That was great. So now, Phil.
Thanks,
Nancy. So, Phil, we figured it out to be you're going to be the flicker based on your birthday you gave me. So. Are you there?
I am. A flicker?
Bird.
It's like a small little bird, Phil. The people born under that moon is between June 21st and July 22nd. And if you a flicker, he's like a little bird. And what he does is we often see him along the seashore. And the waves will roll in. And when they roll in, they bring insects and little sea creatures with them. And as the wave rolls out, the flicker runs out and he grabs these sea creatures. And then as the waves roll back in, he runs back away. He doesn't like to get his feet wet, the flicker. He's capable of flying, but he prefers not to. People that are born on the flicker are capable of doing much, much more. But for whatever reason, they go out, they get the insect, and then they come back. They go out and get the insect. And they're just content with doing that thing because that's the thing they feel they can do. But they are capable of doing the great things. So sometimes we find flickers that people that are born under that moon, they go off and they do great things. But quite often, they're content just staying in their own little thing, if that makes any sense to you at all.
That's not Phil. Phil's the man.
It doesn't apply to everybody, but usually the people that are born under that moon will stay in that. They get comfortable. They get comfortable. Is that the right word that I'm looking for?
Yeah,
they get comfortable, and when they get comfortable, then they don't turn.
I get it.
And if they're not careful, they can get stuck in a rut. I guess that would be the way to put it. But they are capable of doing great, great things. But quite often, when we do meet people under that moon, they're just doing that thing.
Yeah. Cool.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Phil. So, Maureen, you're a sturgeon. So he's going to tell you what that means.
Okay.
Sturgeon. The sturgeon moon is July 23rd to August 22nd. And sturgeons, they can't sit still. They're constantly on the move. They're constantly doing something. They're constantly moving. And just like a sturgeon fish, they're always moving. They're always swimming. They're always going. They're always moving. I have a friend of mine. He's a sturgeon. He runs marathons. He's constantly running. He's constantly moving. He's constantly on the go. And this is the way the sturgeons are. They find it very hard to sit still for lengths of time. They've always got to be doing something. They've always got to keep moving. They've always got to have something on the go. They're always there, here, there, everywhere. And that's the way the sturgeons are.
Yes, exactly. That's so true.
They're very busy.
Hyper. That's okay. I'm very hyper, yes. That's so true. That was cool.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. It's just that you decided to be under, and you can use that energy of the sturgeon to your advantage, as you well know. Like you can get a lot more done in a day than most people can in 3 days, right? So that's when you direct it in the proper way.
If I don't go around circles and not complete it all, but the serpent, is that water oriented?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm a swimmer. I was a competitive swimmer and a surfer for a long, long time, and I still surf. I'm older now, but only in summertime. Everything to do with water, I live at the water. Everything about water is important to me to be amongst.
Yeah, you'd be really, really well suited for that. Being born under the sturgeon moon.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, water. Yeah, water. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Yeah.
Thank you. That's really neat. Thanks.
Okay. And just because I don't want to be left out, I'm the beaver.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, the beaver is April 20th to May 20th. And the beaver is, anyone born under the beaver moon is always a hard worker. They, just like a beaver, if it doesn't keep chewing all the time, its teeth will grow so long that it can't eat anymore. And the beaver's like that. So that's why the beaver keeps chewing. He's constantly gnawing on things. He's constantly building them down. Because that's what Creator gave him the gift to do. He just keeps doing that. And people born under that moon, they're like that. They constantly, they'll have two or three jobs on the go. They'll be on Psychic Access Radio. They'll be working here, working there. They'll have a family going on. They'll have all these things. And all at once, and for what, and everyone looks at it, and to everyone else, it looks very confusing, but to the beaver, it's all part of it. And family for them is very important too, because it, about the lodge and keeping everything nice in the home and all that is very important to the beaver.
Really? Anyway, sorry. So now I'm just going to get away from that for a second. And so your name is Bear Running. So I understand that this took on a much more of a meaning as you got older. So can you tell us briefly about this?
I think what you're touching on is the fact that I run marathons now, and it didn't start out that way. At one time I smoked 2-3 packs of cigarettes a day, and I weighed 308 pounds, and I weigh about 186 now. So what happened was is I started studying with this elder, and he had taught me about the medicine wheel, and he said that there was the four directions, and mind, body, spirit, and emotion. And he said that, you know, you should try and keep balance in all of them. And I knew body-wise that I was a little bit out of whack there. So what happened was, where I was working, a guy came in, and he actually insulted me, and he said, you know, you're so fat you can't reach the counter. And so I began a weight loss program, and started running to keep in physical shape, and now I'm running marathons. So as Mark Twain said, a bad man is a good man's teacher. So if he's listening, I'd like to give him a big thank you.
Hey, that's not what you said at the time. No, but you Bear Running, you were given that name before you were running.
Yeah, the spirit name Bear Running actually comes from before I decided this earth walk, I was going to run around and I was going to help people. And that's the way the elder explained it to me when he gave it to me. He said that I would be running here and helping people and running there and helping people. So when I run these races, these different races, what I'm actually doing is I'm having money. Money comes from my entry fee and everything that goes to raise money for hospitals and cancer and different things. And so by running, I guess I am helping people. I'm running for the people who can't run. And that's kind of a nice thing.
So that's neat that you knew that before. So now I understand that you do animal stones when you do your readings. Can you tell us how they came about?
Well, like I said, Manny Toothfeathers read my stones years ago, and he wrote a book on it and other things, and he read my stones, and I thought, oh, okay, and I still got a copy of the recording here somewhere. And everything that he that had come through the, what we call the grandfathers, the stones, came through in the reading. And I started doing his stones, but then in dreams and things, I was showing other stones, other animals that I had to add to my set, and I'm not going to say a better way, but a better way for me came about, where I was able to read the grandfathers and interpret things. And through that, be able to help people.
Okay, so that's great. Now, can you? Well, I guess that when we do the readings, you're going to pick stones for people. So, I just thought, you know, I'm always itching to pick those stones. But, anyways, now is in the animal kingdom. Is there like a hierarchy? Like everyone wants to be an eagle, you know, and like is one animal better than the next? What I think I'm saying?
No, we believe that all of them are relations, and that means that every animal, every plant, every blade of grass, every stone, every drop of water, everything has a reason for being here, and everything, nothing is more important than the other. Bear, wolf, eagle, beaver, opossum, giraffe, hippopotamus, I mean, they're all made by Creator, and they're all put on the earth for a reason. So, and they all work together. I'll give you an example of that. The dodo bird, which is now extinct now, when it died, a tree that was around at that time actually died as well. And what happened was the dodo bird used to eat the seed of the tree, and its stomach would digest the outside of the seed. And then when it got rid of the seed, the seed would land on the ground, and because the outside shell had been eaten by the acid of the dodo bird's stomach, it was able to produce another tree. So everything had purpose there. The bird had purpose, the seed had purpose, and it created this tree. But unfortunately, when the dodo bird passed, so did the tree, because the tree no longer had the bird to help it. And everything in creation works that way. Even like another example comes to mind right away. There's the squirrel. The squirrel will take nuts and it will bury them in the ground. And acorns have tetanic acid in them, and we as people can't eat that. So what we do is we boil the acorns and dump the water out, and we boil it and dump it out, and that gets rid of the tetanic acid. Well, the squirrel can't do that. So what the squirrel will do is it will bury the acorns in the ground. And then the rainwaters over a period of time will actually wash the tetanic acid out. So then eventually the squirrel will go back and he'll dig these acorns up and eat them. But the wonderful thing in the way it was made by Creator is sometimes he forgets where he puts those acorns. And that's how we get a beautiful oak forest.
Wow. Well, you never know. So each little thing has its importance. Right? Now, I read somewhere, or someone told me, or maybe even you told me, that if you have an encounter with a bear, that your life will be different in 3 years. Have you ever heard of that, or is that something I created?
Yeah, I think you made that up.
I don't know. I heard it somewhere.
I've heard an encounter with any animal that is a very strong encounter, be it in a dream or in real life, can have a changing effect on one's life. I remember before I got the name Bear Running, I had this dream where I was in the woods and I saw this big grizzly bear, and it was coming towards me, and I went to pull my rifle to shoot it, and it was jammed, and it wouldn't shoot, and it reared up on its hind legs, and I had my big knife, and I pulled it out, and he knocked the knife out of my hand, and I fell down into the crack of this huge tree, and I was laying there. And the bear was there, and I didn't know what to do, so I had just learned this bear song, so I started singing it, and I still remember this dream. It's so real. The bear actually come down off of its hind legs onto all four legs, and then it laid its head in my lap, and I was sitting there, I was actually stroking its head, and it was a day or two later when I actually met the elder, and I got my spirit name, Bear Running. So things like this, when they happen, they're going to be very vivid, and they're going to really change. They're going to really move you in a different direction, and it's just the way it works.
So I guess it could really mean that. Yeah. So what is the meaning of bear? Like everyone loves a bear, and I know we talked a bit about Nancy's bear, but what's the meaning of bear in general?
Well, bear are the medicine people. They're the healing people of the bear sits in the north. Now, this will vary from tribe to tribe. The things that I'm sharing with you now were taught to me by the elder I studied with, which could be different from other ones. So he might sit in a different location in medicine, and he has equally importance all around. But the way it was discussed to me through there was that the bear was the healer. And the teaching goes is that a long time ago, this old man came into a village, and he went to the wolf lodge, and he saw the lodge, and there was a wolf pelt out front, and he went in there, and he was all sick and everything, and they said, "Oh, go away, go away." And then he went to the next lodge, and next lodge, the deer lodge, and on. Finally, he went, and they all chased him away, and finally he came to the bear lodge, and he met this old woman. And the old woman said, "Well, you'll come here, lay down, and relax." And so she gave him some. He said, "Well, what I need is some cedar tea to help heal this, my sickness." So she made him some cedar tea, and in the morning he was fine. But in the next day, he broke his arm, and he said to her, "Oh, I know what you need for this. I you need that." And so she made the poultice and everything, and put it on, and the cast, and it got better, and then the next day on and on. And he stayed with her for about a year, and then he finally showed at the end of the year who he was. He was Creator. And he had come in the form of a man to share with the bear labs all the teachings of the medicine. And that's why they still have the medicines today, and that's why the bear sits in the north with all the medicines.
Oh, that's beautiful. I wonder, it's so powerful, the bear. A lot of people love the bear. You actually have a tattoo on the back with a big bear paw, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
I know that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now, are the meanings kind of grouped together? I mean, like you have a dog, a wolf, a fox, a coyote. They're all sort of similar. So would they have the same traits?
They might even sit into the, like the dog, the coyote, the wolf would all sit in the south, the same area of the medicine wheel, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the bear sits in the north, and also in the north with the bear sits the mouse. And that's just the way it is. But so sometimes it's, and in the east is all the winged ones, all the eagles and the birds and the seagulls, and they all sit in the east. So it depends on what part of the medicine wheel, and like I said before, one animal was more important than the other. They all have their purpose, and when one is gone from this world, like a lot of animals are becoming extinct and that, there's no replacing them. Once they're gone, and whatever we're linked to, and we're all linked to us, like we believe the water is the I'm going to share this teaching, I'm kind of guided to share it, the water is the blood of Mother Earth. And the same water we're drinking today is the same water the Romans drank and the Egyptians drank and everyone drank. And there's no different. And the only thing is that the water gets taken up into the heavens and then it comes down again and it filters it out a bit. But if we put mercury in it, and so it's the lifeblood of every living thing, every plant, every animal, everything has water. And if we put mercury or we put poison in it today, we're going to drink it tomorrow. And that's something we should be really mindful of.
Okay. So we have to drink beer. Just kidding. Okay, so now we have Maureen. You have a question for Robert?
Yeah. Yes, I actually do. Hi, Robert. This is
Hello.
Maureen. You know, my old Maureen. And thank you again for doing that. That was really cool. And it did, I could identify with what you said about my, yeah. Anyway, I was wondering, you know, I through the years I've been doing my work, and it wasn't by choice, but for a quite a long time, over 25 years, and I would go to these. I had a very dear friend who was a represented the elders. She was very high up on the totem pole, no pun intended, but she. Was just a lovely woman and I and a dear friend. Anyway, I would go out of town. My sister, older sister's real into this, and we go through journeys, you know, our journeys. And it wasn't the sweat lodging, but the journeys. And I had I always have had problems with control. It's not that I, you know, want to, but I would never get an animal. You know, like a lot of these people would talk about these wonderful experiences that they were, like my mother, for instance, she was flying with, I mean, it was the most beautiful thing I ever heard my mother talk about, how she was just gliding and flying and she felt so free and my mom was so stressed out all the time. And the only animal that it came up, and I really was open to it, of course, but I was getting frustrated because the work I do and everything. I was like, well, come on, this was about 20 years ago. I was going, come on. Well, the only thing I did see was a bat, because it's just like I saw a bat, and I was raised Catholic, so maybe I was thinking I saw these, you know, church with a bat. But 20 years later or more, it so happens that bats are always coming at me. So I'm wondering if so, you know, I was frustrated because I don't get this work, and it doesn't mean I'm not in tune, but I'm aware. And she told me, my friend who's you know, American Indian, well, you know, Native American. She says, you know, it's okay, Maureen. You don't have to get it because you are it, you know. And I just, you know, I get frustrated because I want to have those experiences like people talk about. You know, you hear about them.
Well, you just went in one big circle there like a sturgeon, so that was kind of neat.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, and I know. I validated that for you.
The bat actually, because of the way he sees, he uses sonar to see, right?
Right.
They send that out. It's almost like they have that inner power, that psychic power. And bats represent the psychic world.
Yeah.
But by seeing seeing those bats, you're being shown that you had the psychic ability.
Well, obviously, and then 20 years later, like just last year, I was hit with a bat in the head when I was at the ranch in Wyoming. A bat flew into my head. It was interesting. And I'm like, what? And there's bats, you know, along the Wind River, apparently. I didn't know it, but anyway. I'd share that because it was interesting. And bats are night. I'm up all night, too. But,
yeah,
but
if you're a night person, they would come your way, too, as well.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a teaching that goes with that, where the creator told all the animals to stay up, and for 4 days. And most of the animals fell asleep after 1 or 2 days, and they couldn't stay awake anymore. But some of the animals did stay up, and one of them that stayed up was the bat and the raccoon and the various animals that are nocturnal and come out at nighttime. And Creator gave them the power over the night, and that's why they come out at the night.
That makes sense, because I'm a totally night worker.
Well, you probably have a lot of trouble sleeping, too, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, but, I do, absolutely.
Yeah.
So thank you. It makes sense.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a little bit of a commercial break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors, PsychicAccess.com.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at PsychicAccess.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm glad you came back. What we're going to do right now, we have Robert Bradley here, Bear Running, and he's talking about animal totems. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring in the other co-host, and he's going to pick a stone for them. So the first one, we're going to pick Nancy first. Hi, Nancy.
Be there. Hi again.
Hi, okay.
I'm here.
So did you want to, do you want to ask a question, or do you want him just to pick your stone?
I have a question. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Question. Go ahead, ask the word.
Okay, sorry. I have a sanctuary around me of wild cats. And one of the cats in particular is very ill. And I'm just wondering, I think it's an emotional illness, but I'm really worried about him. And I'm just wondering if there's any good news in sight for him. I get a feeling that he's going to be okay, but it's going to be a long, difficult road.
Okay.
Yeah. His name is Big Ears.
Okay, well, when the stone I just drew was what we call the man in the maze. And what that tells me, each one of these stones has between 5 and like 25 different interpretations. And what I do is I pull the stone and then I sit and I go into your spirit, and then your guides show me what I need to see. And what they're showing me now is Big Ears is he's coming to a time when he can have that choice, like to go or not or stay, right? And he's deciding what he wants to do right now. And this is entirely up to him. And the way you could help him make up his mind better is, I know you're doing it already, is to show him that he's needed around where he is, and then but he's at that point now, where it's like, okay, do I go or do I stay? So he's kind of confused. If you actually see the man in the maze stone, it will have like a little man, and it will have like a maze, and he's looking at his life, and he's looking at all the choices he made, whether they're right or wrong, and which direction he went in, and so he's deciding, should he go this way or should I go that way? And so that's where he is right now. That's the answer I get for you. So
it's not.
What I'm really telling you is really not. You can kind of push it your way, but it's him who has the decision.
Is that I kind of feel that from him right now. So yeah, that makes total sense. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
How's the self-esteem with the name Big Ears?
Well, he's I tell him how gorgeous he is because there's so many cats, you kind of name them based on their appearance, but he's a beautiful dark gray cat, and he's deteriorated a lot, like he's lost weight, but he still looks magnificent, and he has these big ears. So I love Big Ears. Like, I have this animals with big ears. I don't know. So it's a nice, when I say big ears, it's a nice name.
Yeah.
Nancy, thank you.
So thanks, Nancy. Now we're gonna go to Phil's. Phil, did you have a question, or did you want him just to pick a stone for you?
How about we just pick a stone? That'd be cool.
Okay, neato.
Neato, that's cute.
Okay, what I drew for you, Phil, is the turtle. And the turtle symbolizes, there's a lot of things that the turtle could symbolize, but what I'm getting for you is if you look at a turtle's, the back of its shell, it'll have 13 shells in the center of it. And that is representative of the 13 moons in the year. And around the outside of a good shell will be 28. So 28 days, 13 moons. So that's a full calendar year. You've been going through a bit of a change in the last year. And it's been a slow change, but it's been a change. Am I correct in this?
Yeah, you're very correct. Yeah, I've had a lot of changes this year.
Okay, and sometimes when you're learning things and you're going through these changes, you think, wow, if such and such was here, they'd get more out of it, or if I could tell this person they'd learn. But what you got to do is you got to learn from the turtle. And what you want to do is you want to go inside yourself. And it's kind of a selfish thing, but you want to just go to these meetings and go to these gatherings just to learn for yourself. You're there just for Phil. And you'll get the seven strengths from that, and it'll continue to allow you to grow. And it's going to be a slow process, but these changes are all helping you grow and get stronger, just like the back of the turtle shell.
So just kind of, well, I'm a Cancer, so the crabs are just kind of crawl back into my shell and observes for some more.
Yeah. It's all coming to you, but it just doesn't seem like it's coming to you as fast as you would like it to come to you, if that makes even more sense.
That makes sense.
You think it's, I know, because everybody wants everything now, right? We live in the age of microwave dinners and iPhones and all these things, right? So we're used to getting to everything instantly, but the spirit doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I like to get everything yesterday. That's always better.
Well, it's coming, Phil. It's just going to take some time.
It's going to take some time. So am I on the right path, I guess, would be my question.
Oh, yeah. If you wouldn't have, you would have gotten a different stone. The turtle showing you're on the right path, for sure.
Very cool. Thanks, Robert.
You're welcome.
Yay. Okay, we have Maureen now. Hi, Maureen. Did you have a question?
I would love it if you just pick a stone as well for me. That would be lovely. Thank you.
Like Christmas. Ooh.
The stone I drew for you, Maureen, is the horse. Are you planning on going on a short trip shortly?
I was thinking about it, but I don't know if it's going to be able to happen, but that would be lovely. I need one. Okay. And I do love horses. I'd ride them.
This tells me a couple things, and I'm going to show you what was given to me when I showed this horse stone came up. One is that there's going to be someone that knows you. They're going to come to you, and they're going to ask you to go somewhere. And it's going to be like a day trip or a two-day trip. And at first, you're not going to want to go. But I'm telling you, I'm being really guided strongly by Spirit to tell you you need to go because you're going to get something from this.
Okay.
And this stone also shows me the horse. You don't like to be, I don't want to say ridden, but like tamed, like... You know, like to have someone over you, telling you what to do.
Control.
Yeah, controlling you. You know what I mean?
I'm in control. I'm incorrigible. I'm in control.
I look at the stone, and I got your picture here on the thing. I look at you, and I see almost like a wild bronco. Like there's no one ever going to put a saddle on me and investigate me, or you know what I mean? Like I get you.
And you know what?
You know what I'm talking about here?
Yes, I do. It's controlling and where the intention is and all that nice when people, and I know what you're talking about. Yeah, absolutely.
And sometimes in relationships, you know, we'll meet people and they'll say, oh, well, you know, I'm gonna make her be mine kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And that's happening with you.
Yeah.
You know, while you may be with someone, but you'll always have that wild spirit.
Yeah, I've learned to live alone and be not lonely. Yeah, and I always talk to everybody. I'll see they're off on the pier. But that was great, Robert. You're fantastic. I really am enjoying it.
It's not me. It's just the spirit that works.
Well, but you should own up to this. You're able to be the messenger. So it's lovely. It's great. So it was the horoscope. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's
you're welcome.
Great. So. Oh, yeah. So we talked about so many things tonight. Now, I wanted to talk about coyote for a second. So I always hear funny things about coyotes. Is there anything you can share us about coyote? Is it kind of a trickster, or is that, do I have the wrong one?
Well, the coyote, he's always trying to catch the roadrunner whenever I watch that show.
Sorry.
The coyote is the trickster, we call him, and we say coyote medicine or wolf medicine. And a lot of times what elders will do is elders will, we call it wolf teaching. And what they'll do is they'll have you learn on your own, and or coyote teaching. And what that means is you'll go off, and it's easy to say to somebody, if someone came up to you and said, oh, I want to know how to, let's say, make a fire with a fireboard or whatever. And you could give them the proper wood and the spindle and everything and make it for them and hand it to them. But it's a lot harder, and they'll learn a lot more if you said, well, just go get some wood and start doing it. And they would have to use different woods, and they would learn this wood doesn't work and that wood doesn't work. And eventually they would learn from that. And that's what we call the coyote teaching is where we learn the hard way. With the coyote is people that have the coyote moon and the coyote totem, they like to laugh a lot, and they tend to like, you know, they end up being like comedians and different things like this.
Hmm. Now, I have there's a question from the little thing here. I forget what it's called. Sorry, and it says, "What about the hawk, Sassy 24?" What about the hawk?
What do they want to know?
Well, maybe she just wanted to know what the hawk means. But I think you already said that, right? Like the creator.
Yeah, that was earlier in the program. We discussed the hawk. Well, I can discuss it a little bit again. The hawk tends to, it can see the broader things in life, like the big picture. And it can pinpoint onto like little mice and little details. So hawk people tend to be, they can do, if they were like to come in and clean a room, they would be right into the little details. They could clean every little fine thing. And then they could look at the big picture and say, okay, how did that affect the whole big place or whatever? But everything in between just gets kind of lost. Like they don't see all that. They, for whatever reason, the hawk people that have that totem and that don't get to see that.
Okay, that's great. So we're coming to the end of our show, Robert, and I want to remind everybody that you're actually going to be doing readings with us tonight, and I'm going to step down and host, and you're going to take over for me. So, and I just wanted to thank you so much for being here with us, Bear Running, and it was great fun, and thank you for staying online after.
Now, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, we have 1 minute left, and I just wanted to ask, is there any little bit of wisdom that you want to tell? I know that you have your lovely feather story, if you can do it briefly. Like, you know, the man gives them the feather.
Just going to
get a little bit of wisdom, and then we'll go on to
it. A lot of times people will come to me and they'll say, oh, can you tell me where I need to go or what I need to do in life? And We have a teaching that we share, and oftentimes young boys will give them turkey feathers, and we'll tell them, wherever they point that feather at, we'll have the answer to their problem. So you'll see them, they'll go up and they'll say, you know, grandfather, can you help me, or grandmother, can you help me? And they'll point the feather at them. And what they realize after a while is that the feather's actually pointing at them, is that only they have the answer to their problem. And if anyone ever approaches you and says, listen, I can solve all your problems, you know, give me X number of dollars or whatever, just turn around and run away from them, because only you really know inside what is the right thing to do. And if it feels right for you, then it is definitely the right path to be on.
Good. Well, Great advice. Great advice. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. So we're going to take a moment to make a few announcements. I'd just like to take a moment. So please be sure to visit psychicbloggers.com site to learn about everything from reincarnation to the how-tos of psychic development. If you're interested in a reading from the best psychics on the net, go to psychicaccess.com, where you'll find the best verified and accuracy-tested psychics, each with their own unique gifts. Each psychic has a detailed profile for you to find out more about them and to choose from the list of some of the most gifted psychics around. Many gifted psychics who have worked for other sites have come to me and told me that they found Psychic Access to be the best psychic website because of the high standards required from our psychics. I, for one, enjoy working with Doug and Psychic Access because of those standards. I know that with Psychic Access, I am associated with a credible and reputable psychic site with high standards of integrity, so my reputation is safe. You'll find all of the co-hosts here on the Psychic Viewpoint on Psychic Access. And if you would like a personal reading from any one of us, please be sure to visit at psychicaccess.com. We'd love to hear from you. By the way, site owners and webmasters can earn 50 cents a minute on every reading on traffic that is referred to psychicaccess.com. For more details, visit psychicaccess.com/webmasters. If you like our show, please invite your friends to join us in our chat room and listen to the Psychic Viewpoint. There is something for everybody. So please spread the word. We very much appreciate it. The call in number for readings, starting at about 9:15, is 724-44-4851. So that'll be around 9:15 you can start calling in. And so now we have a little bit, this is when the time when we talk to our co-host with our questions. So I have a question for Phil. Hi, Phil.
Hey there.
Hi. So how do you know what your animal guide is, or how you figure it out? How we figure it out?
Well, we could ask Robert, which is good. but actually, I don't have a real answer for this. I surfed the web and got about 40 different answers, and I took some online tests, like someone in the chat room did, and just kept getting different animals. And it just made me more confused. And so I just kind of went to bed and woke up the next morning and had a cup of coffee sitting outside, and pelicans just popped into my head. And I love pelicans. So I guess the answer to how you figure out who your guide is to sleep on it or ask your guides to let you know who they are and have them appear, and then just keep your mind and your eyes open and be watchful for them.
Yeah, that's
does that make sense?
Yeah, perfect sense.
Okay.
So then has pelican been showing up in your life too?
Not recently, but I can sit on the beach and just watch them for hours.
Yeah. Oh, didn't he? Oh, yeah.
I like the way they just kind of hang out and then dive bomb down.
Yeah, grab that fish. Oh, that's great. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks.
Thank you. Now, Maureen, what are the different types of animal souls?
Yeah, this is... Ooh, echoing. I love to hear myself echoing. Okay. Yes, this is fascinating to me, and I did not know this, but it's interesting. There are three different types of animal souls, the high protector animals, and Robert probably has, you know, insight to this. And and also, I'm sorry, I was doing that thing that, you know, going around circle, hyper. Okay, anyway, there's three different types of animal souls, the high protector animal souls, the familiars, and the lower animal souls. And not that I'm saying the lower animal souls are on a lower vibration, everybody, so let's just be okay with that. But there are only three high protectors, dragon, phoenix, and unicorn, and pegasus. The Pegasus. Robert, you know this stuff, I'm sure, but here I am, I'm going to say it. These souls only incarnate when there is a living animal like them. So if not, they stay in spirit form and are connected only to older souls, which I found fascinating. The familiars are hive souls, one incarnate soul plus six spirit souls around that soul. We're getting to math here, but they're usually the cat and the dogs, and including tigers and wolves, and the seven souls are composed of both species. The souls take turns incarnating, so your familiar might be a cat in one life and a dog in the next incarnation, but it is not the same soul, just the same hive. Interesting. So all the animals, including dogs and cats who are not familiars, are lower animal souls, so they can move between species but stay on this planet, while high protectors and the familiar stay with your soul and incarnate on different planets. So, Robert, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's we kind of go along the same lines. The animal spirit or the totem animal will take on whatever shape you as a person will accept it to be. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, let's say you were a native person and you wanted to see your spirit guide, he would appear to you probably as an old native or a bear or a wolf or whatever.
That I can identify with, right?
You would be comfortable with. If you were a Christian or something, you would see an angel.
Right, exactly.
It's spirit, but it can take on whatever form it wants.
So it would make me feel comfortable enough to be able to... I understand exactly what you're saying. Absolutely,
yeah.
But I, you know, that was a very interesting thing for me. This was very interesting insight for me to gain. I didn't have that. I'd never thought about talking about that. So there you have it.
Yeah. Neat, Maureen.
I hope everybody.
I see like animals with people when I'm doing a reading. So from the other side.
She said about you said about the dog. I know a dog. In our culture, won't go into a room where there's a bad spirit. Like a dog can actually sense that, right? So if you're bothered by, you know, some people say they're bothered by that at their sleep or whatever, then you just get a dog. If the dog will come into the room, then it's not a bad spirit that's bothering you. A dog will not enter the room if that's
that makes sense. You know, There's no sense. That makes a lot of sense.
But then the dog doesn't come in and you won't. So
thanks for letting me share that.
Take care.
Yeah, bye. I'm going to stay.
I know. Nancy, hi.
Hi.
Why do you use the name Silver with Wolf on your psychic access?
Well, for many reasons. One reason is because I love wolves. And I don't know if anybody knows, I have a dog team of huskies, and many of them look like wolves, and I believe that they're, I believe anyway, animals are angels on earth, so I feel that they're my guardian angels, but I also feel that I work from wolf medicine, and that wolf is one of my totems or guides, and that the wolf is the teacher. And I also feel that these dogs are teaching me a lesson, and so in turn I think I'm bringing lessons to others, and you know, we learn from each other. But I thought, you know, and I wanted to excuse me, I'm losing my voice, use a name, and I just thought it would be fun. And so I love the wolf and the silver part. Well, I love the color silver, but I also feel that because I have a few silver hairs, that it makes me a wise wolf. So that's where my name came from. A lot of different things.
So cute.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, cool. So, thanks. Now, Phil, do we have more than one animal guide?
Do we? I believe we do. But once again, I got a lot of conflicting research done and talked to a lot of people and all that stuff. So if I boil it down, it all depends on what tribe or religion or location you're from to what you believe. But it seems you can have anywhere from 1 to 9 animal totems, and which makes sense. And they come in and out of your life as needed, because we as people are constantly changing, and they're here to help us with that.
Yeah, that's great. Great information. It's good to know that, like, some people, you know, you're not stuck with the same one all the time. changes every so often.
Just swap them in and out as you need to.
That's great. Thanks, Phil.
Okay.
So, Maureen, what do you think about animal totems?
I think they're fabulous. No, you know what? I really got some real good connection with him, with that very dear friend of mine. Like I said, I was unhappy I wasn't getting these journeys, like I was hearing these beautiful things people were experiencing. But, you know, this is the thing. Like I was telling Robert earlier, first of all, the dolphins in me, you know, because I live at the beach, and I did a dolphin show, as you guys can remember. Do you? Phil, you may not have been here yet. But it was very important to me because the dolphins really have a way with, and I do not, and I'm talking about the ones that are not captivated, you know, they're out in the wild. I'm talking about the ones in the wild. I don't go to SeaWorld and do the little number. That's sad. But the dolphins, the dolphins always reminded me of humans in the water, okay? And they are actually, whales and dolphins are higher souls, and I know I'm connected with them, and right now they're out all over, because it's warmer now, and the surfers are out, and they're around, and they're closer to the shore than ever, but they're animal souls, but younger souls than human souls. They are the sentient beings. So they have, like, the power of breath and sound, and I sometimes need to take a breath. And I know the sound is, you know, the sound of silence, but sometimes I go spinning around. I think Robert kind of got to know me in his own way, but a dolphin totem can, so I am connected, can show you how to enter the waters of life. And I know how to swim, but I need to start entering the waters of life. So lately, you know, or like the past, I don't know, in springtime where they were coming out, it was like I was walking along and I felt really connected to them and everything was feeling okay. And because they breathe in the sound and they're just, I don't know, a dolphin and the whale, of course, they too are like self-aware and they have souls. But according to, I don't know if you know Michael's teachings, I don't know, they're the fourth cycle, while most mankind are on the 12th or the 11th, but the dolphin totem has shown up in your life, which I've been living down here for 10 years or more. They'll help you ask yourself what your words and thoughts are creating, and that's a real big ordeal for me right now, and about my my stress and such. But now getting to that bat thing, which, and Robert, you talking about that bat, I did a research because, like I said, a bat's been flying on my head when I was out in Wyoming last summer. I mean, and 20 some years ago, I see a bat, and that was it. I was embarrassed to even bring it up. But you're right, the bat is quite something. And I can identify with why that bat would be connected to me because of the intensity of the bat and the intensity of me. But also, it's all about the spiritual world and the nighttime. But I wanted to ask Robert something, as well as there's something else that I've noticed, and this happens quite a bit. Ladybugs. What's the deal with ladybugs? I mean, ladybugs, although they're an insect, would you consider that? Because sometimes, I mean, it's like amazing. The ladybugs, I mean, they're all around us, but sometimes, like, my daughter's even been around. She goes, my gosh, ladybugs are really attracted to you. And, you know, this doesn't go on every day or anything like that, but have you heard of anything like that?
Well, all creatures, even the multi-legs, have purpose, right?
Right.
And the ladybug, when she shows up and she's all around us like that, it's kind of showing us that we need to put things in order in our life. There's too much chaos, so there has to be everything brought into balance, if that makes any sense to you.
Okay. Yeah, it's the protection. It almost feels like there's a protection about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and cautions us to force things or try to fulfill what you desire, something like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but there's chaos going on. There's like how do I put this? Everything. If you go into most people's home, everything's in the right spot.
Right.
The bread is here, the butter's there. Your house wouldn't be like that.
Right.
Okay.
And no, so, I get you.
Yeah,
I
so the ladybugs, it's saying, you know, you have to bring, because you swim around, you go, you're all in these different directions. And
right.
That's the way you are as a person. But in your house, in order to be able to, your house should be the place where you can really ground yourself. In
yeah.
order to ground yourself better, you have to put things in the same spot every day. And as weird as that will be to you, it'll actually help you ground better and help you connect
agree.
Better and give better readings and et cetera.
Well, I don't know about that, but you know, I do know that it does, and I ground better, absolutely. And I think that the bat and the dolphin and these ladybugs, the three, it doesn't get any better than that. So that's what I think of the animal totems. So thank you.
Thanks, Marie. I have a question for Nancy. So Nancy, you used to have a soap making business called Crazy Otter. Can you share with us where the name came from?
Yes, well, the otter too was or is one of my animal totems, and I think we were talking about that in the chat room, that it's a I believe anyway, it's balanced female energy and playfulness and fun. So I like the idea that it talked about, you know, balanced female energy, so and you know, the fun loving part. So I thought that I really identified with that. And I was just trying to be creative and, you know, crazy. I spelled it C-R-A-Z-I-E just to be different. So I thought that, you know, it was crazy in a good way, and how the otter represents, you know, and they're in the water. So you use soap with water. And so I just thought it was a fun name, but I just thought that it would appeal to people. And I just like what the otter represented.
Yeah, that is a great name. That is a great name. Now, you don't make soap anymore? You don't do that anymore?
I do make soap, yeah, but not for sale, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was a lot of work, yeah.
Yeah, there is. So, that's cute.
Yeah.
Like, that, and otter is about that, right? I think so, it's about fun and stuff like that. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
So, now, Phil, do different animals appear at different times to tell us something? And then you said because you've been seeing snakes and a bird. So, do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I've been seeing snakes everywhere for like 2 weeks, like in nature, on TV, pictures of Medusa, and all I focus on is the snakes. And luckily, snakes don't freak me out, so that's good. But, yeah, I definitely think that animals give us messages, and there's a ton of websites. And I went to a shaman website, because, you notice these things and you check them out. And snakes are actually the symbol for transformation, psychic energy, exploring the mysteries of life, connection to the soul world. But big on the transformation thing. And then yesterday, a bird actually flew down and hit the roof of my car. But just kind of. I don't know what kind it was. I just, probably a Carolina Wren or something. But it was a small one, and it just swooped down and hit the car and left. And, you know, birds are messengers is one thing, but I talked to a couple people that told me that basically the bird took a bullet for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're slowing you down to keep you, if you would have been a little bit faster, you might have ended up somewhere where you didn't want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there, if you would have turned the corner like 10 seconds sooner, you might have hit somebody or been in an accident or whatever. So that's basically what happened in that instance. It actually slowed you down and moved you to another direction, which the animal totems will do.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. It was like, what the?
And the snake, we say that is change, because it's like the snake sheds its skin.
Right.
Sometimes nobody likes change in life, but that's what life is. It's all about change. And just like the skin, when the snake sheds its skin, it's very uncomfortable, very itchy, if you could imagine that. Changes like that to us too, but when the new skin comes out, then we have the new beginning, and that's what we got to look forward to.
Yeah, so I think when I keep seeing the snakes for the couple of weeks, it's either telling me that, you know, the change is coming or you're in the middle of the change and they're just trying to get that message across.
Yes, that's correct.
And that was it. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's interesting. So just a reminder that the number for call-in readings is 724-444-4851. And Maureen, let me see. Just want to check something here and then... Oh, okay. So we're going to... Sorry about that. We're going to start our calls in a second. So...
Well, to declare it. I'm just messing with you. No, I'm glad we're going to do calls, really. Yeah. No worries. No worries. Okay.
So we've come to the part of the show where we will be taking your calls and questions. You can either call in or ask your question in the chat room. However, we do have to take the call in first due to the wait time. The call-in number for your free reading is 724-444-4851. Again, the number is 724-444-4851. Please note that no one will answer your call. When your call comes in, you will be placed on hold automatically. Just relax and listen to the show while you wait. You will be able to speak to us when you are placed on the air. Please try to be very specific with your questions, as this will enable us to focus and hone in more directly on your area of interest. Now, we have a caller here for Phil from Washington State. Washington State, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can. How are you?
Great. Fellow Cancerian, so. And evidently a flicker.
I'm sorry?
I said we're fellow Cancerians and evidently a flicker.
We're fellow...
Did you hear me?
No, you're breaking up a little. We're fellow Cancerians and...
I'm going to try it this way then. I said, you're a fellow Cancerian and evidently a flicker. Is our
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I tried unplugging. I was on my headset, so evidently that was breaking up. So I'm trying the actual talking on the phone. Go figure. My question is I've had a lot of good things changing in my life. I've had a job offer. I've actually got a new hairdo, which is something for me. I don't do stuff like that. Maureen had said a while ago that two men in my life, I had two different things going on in my life as far as men go. And I'm wondering if the two men are actually my son and my husband, because I am... I keep on asking about whether I am going to actually divorce my husband or not this year, and I've been keep on getting the yes answer on that, but I'm still wondering if I've given off the wrong feeling, because my son has also been involved in my life, and he will be moving out of the house, so I'm wondering if that is the change is being seen or not. So my question is whether it is my son or my husband that will be departing out of my life. If you actually see the divorce too.
So the question is it your, what's your son's name?
Mark.
And your husband's name is...
Ian.
Okay. I'm just using a pendulum right now, and it's actually saying both of them. And there's the two guys there, and there's you. Cool. All right. So what I'm getting is they're both upside down. I'm throwing some cards down. They're both here. One's young, fiery energy, and the other would be your husband, and you're actually in the middle of both of them in the deck. And you are actually in control at this point. It's your choices that you'll be making. Okay? So just like you got your hair done, you're doing things different, you're starting to get more control of your own life, and you'll be able to dispose of or keep whatever you wish. Which is a good place to be, okay?
That is a good place.
It is a good place. And what you're going to do is come around a little more spiritually soon and become the high priestess. So a little meditation, listen to the voices, listen to nature, the animals, whatever it is. And that's part of your next growth cycle coming up. But you're in control of everything right now, so it's good. And your husband, yeah, divorce, that's really laying on the table. Going back and forth, that's actually emotionally draining you. So is that correct? Or
would be. Yes, it would. Would anybody? Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, some people it makes happy, but there's your change card. Your change cards comes in real strong. So that's, you know, within a couple of months, things are going to start that cycle. And if you're concerned about money, I wouldn't be. Your money card's looking very, very good. Okay. So I'm kind of being told you keep getting worry cards and things, indolence cards, things of that nature on top of each other. So kind of push that aside and focus on the positives.
Okay. I will.
All right. Very cool.
Tom, I'm going to ask about this then. Thank you, Phil, for your reading.
All right. Thank you, fellow Cancerian. Okay. Bye-bye.
Great reading, Phil. That was great. So now we have a caller from Montreal for Nancy. Are you there?
Hi, Montreal.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did you have a question?
Yeah, I do. It's about career.
Okay.
Now, I'm working at the bank, and I'm also going to be taking a course in bartending soon, but I'm also interested in possibly being on set for commercials, and I'm just wondering what you see going on with my career and which path is best to take.
Wow, that's two pretty interesting choices. Let me do a quick shuffle here, and I'm just going to get you to focus in on those two thoughts. And I'll just do a very quick spread. There's major changes coming. Has there been a lot of change outwardly in your life this year, or have you done a lot of internal emotional changing?
Both,
yeah. And I think that whatever one that you really decide to go with, but I'm seeing your desire, I think, is to go towards the more creative outlet. Is that true? Like the commercials?
Yeah, that's very true. And I'm just wondering, if you see a timeline. I do have a friend that's, like, a producer, and that's what made me kind of ask the question, because he's been kind of helping me out. And I'm just wondering if you see, that coming to fruition.
Yeah, and I think that things are going to, you need to take the next step. So the only thing that's really holding you back from accomplishing that role is yourself. So I think you've got some self-confidence issues in that area, and that, you know, you have all the skill, you have all the talent to do it, you have the opportunity. And from what I'm seeing here and the messages I'm getting is that it's going to work for you, and the person around you, like your son, is, you know, you have all the support and all the information and you know there that you need. But the only thing, I think you have some doubts in your mind, and really that's the only thing that would hold you back, is that your own hesitation and your own self-doubt. So I really see the commercial, the bartending too, I think would be a lot of fun for you, and there is a creative side to that as well, and a fun side and a social side. But I think that I see major changes happening, you know, internally but externally as well. So I think the commercial route is really going to work out for you, and it's something that you should just, you know, go for it, and you're going to be great at it, and there's lots of opportunity in Montreal as well.
Yeah, do you see
does that make sense?
The timeline is, or when there's going to be a big break for the
timeline? I'm guessing, or, or I'm
I'm seeing a lot of like 6 and 8, so I think somewhere in the next, maybe not over the summer, but towards the fall, and maybe mid-fall, like just before it starts to get really cold, you know, just before the snow comes. So I feel, yeah, around maybe November-ish.
Okay, and what's going to happen, like, right now, because I feel kind of a bit, like, confused, because I'm at the bank, and I don't know what to tell them, you know, if I want to do the bartending and then the commercial thing coming along. Like, am I going to be staying at the bank for long, or do you see me leaving them soon?
I see you staying there for another couple of months, and I think that you need a little bit of time to mentally make the transition, because you're changing, you're going from one area of life to another, and, you know, your life path towards your career is changing a little bit. So I think you're going to be there for another little bit, only because you choose to be. And I think that, you know, the opportunity is there, and once you feel comfortable, the time will be right for you to leave. So I think probably in the next, like over the summer, you're going to start to get out of there. So I think that until you know exactly what you're doing, maybe not say anything, but the opportunity is there, and you just have to embrace it and go for it.
Okay. And what do you see more strongly, the bartending or the commercials, for me to, you know, be living off of?
I think I'm seeing that you could do both. Like, either would be would work out, but I see that, you know, your heart is more into the commercial, and that would work for you as well. And I think there's a lot of opportunity around you that you haven't quite discovered yet, but it is there. So I think the money will come from the commercials. I think that you will end up probably doing both to balance it out, to keep yourself busy. But I think the commercials is what's going to really get you the money, for sure.
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you so much. I look forward to that.
Well, good luck. I look forward to seeing
you
on TV. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. So we have another call here from Pennsylvania, for Maureen.
Hi, Pennsylvania. This is Maureen.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Pennsylvania. Hi,
thanks,
what's your name?
Hello?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name. What's your name?
My name's Rowan.
Rowan. Hi, Rowan. I'm first time here. Hi. And what can I focus in on for you?
I've been dealing with a lot of health issues, but I'm also dealing with a lot of financial issues. So whichever one comes to you first.
Yeah. So, you know, those two go hand in hand. Financial could really wear on your health. Well, I know that is a fact. Don't you think? That doesn't, yeah, well.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the financial issues, and it's wearing you down, stress, and it's really, and it's so difficult to feel that way. So you're asking me maybe if what I could see was going to be going on. You know what, Roman? I get a really good feeling. You look like in the recent past, but or you always have been like this. You've been really good at studying anything to do with, like, as a student would be. So if you, and I'm not saying a conventional way. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, you're in a regular conventional setting, but you're very good at absorbing a lot of insight and knowledge that would actually help you out. And I do see that this has already taken place in a lot of ways. I see that I know things are hard, and I'll tell you, there's something why I think it's a little different than what you might think, but I feel that by you getting knowledge, whenever you do, you're able to liberate yourself, free yourself from all the self-imprisonment feeling that you may at the time been going through at certain times in, you know, your life. Now, I'm saying this has already gone on, but I think that this is something you're very good at, which I admire, because, it, you know, that how a saying goes, you know, knowledge is power. And once you get more knowledge about what direction, you don't feel so powerless, you liberate yourself and you free yourself and you're not feeling, like I said, so restrained and tied up. But And I think that you should always remember to fall back onto that, because you could always knowledge, like a student, investigate and find out ways or options to deal with things. that are needing to be dealt with, and financial things are one of those. There is somebody that is around you that is not very healthy. It's not like a relationship per se, but I feel that you know this person. But this person has interfered in your life, and it looks like a tomboyish girl, maybe, but more like a straight up and down, you know, not real curvy, with dark hair, and very, very crazy making. And it's, and that, crazy makers can really make it hard for you to thrive and get away from the surviving mode of financial issues and feeling stressed. And I think, and I'm always wanting, people have heard me that have been here before, I'm always wanting to say we are colored by our environment, and those are the people that we have around us. And I feel that you've seen this person, the true colors. They'll come across as being a friend, but they gossip, they're troublemakers. And I think that this very, and I think you're making a you'll make a decision to detach. Your financial situation, you know what? You have a lot of men around you that are just, you have it together. You know what's happened? I feel that you've lost your way from a lot of other people's crazy making. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
And I honestly feel the way I see you, and you're such a, like I said, grasp hold of yourself and remember that your strength you have available to find out on your own the knowledge you need in order to thrive, not survive, and thrive along, because there's so many people I see around you that are just, it's just not, it's just, it's almost like you're spinning around. Just like I do, I guess so too. But I do feel, Roman, that there is a way through this. But and this is the way I read: every negative can be a positive. Remember what I said about that earlier. I'm going to be a little hard on you. I suggest you get yourself back and you freed yourself. Get back and get some insight of what you can do to make yourself figure out the necessary steps to take in order for you to go to step one. Don't do it too quickly or expect too much. And get these other people away from you. That you just don't. It's just, it's tormenting. And you don't connect well with them anyway, but they all have their own issues, and it won't help you move forward. And I feel that you definitely have what it takes. You're going to be going through some difficult times, but you have to know that I think you really, you do have it together. You really do.
Yes. I also have a claim for Social Security disability. Do you see any positive outlook coming on that?
You know, I feel that it's going to be a delay. It always takes so much time with that.
Yeah.
It's going to be dragged out. I don't see a move or anything if you've been trying to think about making a move. I feel that, yes, it will, but I think even before that, I think you have another opportunity that you'll grasp hold of. It will be maybe an ordinary one that you'll make great. But there's going to be some detachments of people in your life, your severing of relationships, which I think are necessary for you to thrive.
Okay.
That's the kind of like your lessons coming up. But I don't feel the money thing. You'll be fine. I think, you know, I know it's easy for me to say, it's very difficult. You're going to be fine. You got to detach from some of these people. That's what's is going to be happening. The Social Security, I think it will come, it'll be delayed. It's always something about them. But I think there's something better and bigger, and you're going to be very happy. It's going to be a hard 4 to 5 months, but get yourself back into the sense of like a student and start learning what you can about how anything, because you're like a SpongeBob. You can really get a lot through there, you know. There's a lot of other people's havoc around you.
Yes.
And you don't need this. I'm sorry. It's their lessons, not yours. I hope I helped you.
Yes, you did. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Roman. Thanks for coming tonight. Come again.
Thank you. Have a blessed day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
That was great, Maureen. So now we have from New York someone for Robert.
Hello, New York.
Yes, hi. I have two questions. One is specific and one is general.
Okay.
The specific one is that I just want to know what's going to happen with my medical insurance. So that's the first question. And the second question, I've just been wondering, I guess more or less all my life, like, what's been going on that I don't seem to fit in socially with people in my classes ever since I was in elementary school, and it's just continuing on. So that's the general question.
Okay, the story I drew when you first asked about medical insurance, what can you be more specific with the medical insurance? I'm not familiar with that. Where we are, we don't have that. So, but I understand it from what I can get from this stone. It's a financial question. Is that correct?
Yeah. I'm trying to renew my insurance, which is essentially it is a financial question, and I'm not sure if I'm going to get it renewed or not the way I have it right now, and I just want to know that.
Okay, from what I'm getting, the stone I drew was the scroll, and the scroll signifies a lot of work and a lot of moving around. Just like I was talking earlier on the show, I was talking about the scroll going and burying different acorns in different places, and you're going to have to do a lot of moving around and going to different places, and then you'll find a place that will renew it. You've already planted that seed a while ago. It's just a matter of time of coming back and revisiting that area and finding that one. But I'm getting that it is going to renew for you.
Okay, great. And what's the second question?
Okay, what I get is you've got what we call the man in the mace totem, and it's been around you like your whole life. It's what we call the native guardian angel, and the reason sometimes you don't feel like you fit in is because that guardian angel, he's around you, and he's a protector. He doesn't know how to sing. He doesn't know how to dance. He doesn't know how to laugh. All he knows is he's a warrior, and he's here on this earth in spirit to protect you. And that's his sole purpose. And people can sense that stuff around you. And if you get your guard up with people, then that spirit guide will get his guard up with them, and they'll actually sense that, and they'll back away. Is this making any sense at all to you?
Yeah. So in other words, I kind of give off the vibe that I don't really
want to
be social, in a sense.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And your guide, your spirit guide, he can see your inner being. So what he does is he commutes that for you. So what I'm saying is, if you were, let's say, angry with someone, and you thought, well, I don't like the way Robert's talking to me, then he would come over and he'd put in my head, listen, you better leave her alone right now. And if I didn't, then he would like make me slip on the pavement or something. Like he's that kind of a guy, right? So you have to be careful in the vibe that you put out, because the spirit guide will actually move that for you. Does that make any sense at all to you?
Yeah, it does. Okay, so that's all the questions I have. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
That's cute. So now we all have to be nice. We have to be nice to her. So now we Phyllis next, and we're just our caller hung up, so we're just waiting for them to come back. Now that was interesting that she felt like that. So now Phil.
Yes.
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 That was interesting, wasn't it? That the that for her like that.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just kind of the energy she's giving off. Other people are picking up. So.
No.
But she can learn how to pull that energy back in some, so her aura is not 10 feet out there and just.
Yeah, I was gonna suggest that she smudge, like start saging or whatever. That would help bring in the balance, but.
She's probably still listening. So
she's listening, and that's a good thing. She could get some sage and start saging her residents and saging herself, and she'll find that that will bring a lot of balance and actually bring things in. She won't give that vibe out that that she. But that spirit guide's there for the protection, so it's. Mm-hmm. It's necessary. It's just you have to learn how to control the energy that's emitted from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to be able to control your aura. Because I'm on the other end of the spectrum. I'm an empath, so if I'm walking down the mall, people are just like walking to me. So I'm drawing them into my field. It's like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, let me put up a wall.
That's neat. So, you know, we're going to go back to our questions for a second. I have a really interesting one here for Maureen, and I can't wait to see the answer. Are you there?
You're never going to get one. You're not going to get one.
This is just a joke question. I just got just 2 seconds, but Phil. Okay, so I think we have a question from the chat for Phil. It's from Dee, and it says, because Phil's next, I believe. Oh, is it Maureen next? Okay. It says Phil, but it says, I have done a lot of work on myself. I am ready for a relationship. Do you see one coming and when?
Okay. So, is it for me or Phil?
I think it's for Phil.
Okay. You want to do it at the same time?
No, go ahead.
go ahead, Maureen.
Am I to go? Okay. Okay, it's from D, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
It's Phil's turn, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's the question?
So the question is, it's from D, and it says, I have done a lot of work on myself. I am ready for a relationship. Do you see one coming and when?
Okay, and when? All right. Give me about 4 seconds here. Yeah, her first card is she has done a lot of work on herself. She's got the High Priestess up there. She still has a little more to do. Okay? So her pleasure cards are down the road. And so that would be when she finds her next relationship. But let's see if we can get a time frame. And let's... You know, I'm getting another... 3 months, pretty strong. What's this, June, July, August, September-ish? And probably before September. It's like you have maybe another month of changes that you want to make before it happens. So, and you're a little sad. So, just keep in mind 3 months is, you know, nothing in the realm of time. And was there a part two to that, or was that it?
No, just when do you see it coming and when? So... And I think you kind of said that.
And that's it, yeah. Probably in about 3 months, and she is on the right path and just has a little more rebirthing to do, and life should be pretty grand.
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she needs to be careful, too, and not to get her heart broken on the next go-around, is what I'm getting. And we'll stop there.
So hopefully it's a temporary one.
There you go. I'm getting for her not to be foolish, not to be too excited about getting a new relationship and just let it come to her, or else she's going to get a broken heart out of the deal. So she's going to jump too quick instead of, you know, just drawing it in nicely and letting everything take its course.
That's interesting. Okay. Yeah, people sometimes have to wait a little bit to find the right one, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Still a little patience, and she's good.
Good stuff. Thanks, Phil.
Okay.
So I'm going to go,
Cheryl, I think, has a question. I'm sorry. I know you're not able to see in the chat room, but Cheryl, I think in the chat room, mentioned she had a question, if you'd like me to.
Nancy's next, so if you want to read this question, so that Nancy
can... Okay. You see the question? I don't know, is it about blonde hair, Cheryl?
No, Cheryl, did you write it?
I don't see it.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. Cheryl, did you get...
I got put it out, so... Maybe I lost it.
Sounds good, Phil. Don't stop. Continue, she says. I bet we already got that. Cheryl, are you going to type in a question, or are we just not going to be able to? she's real good at getting that question out there. In the meantime, I've had three. So, Cheryl, you saying you are or not? So, if you're not, you better tell us now, because she's indecisive. Cheryl's a wonderful woman. We all know Cheryl. and she's lovely. We are all lovely. All lovely. And the first-timers here, it was great having first-timers in this chat. But apparently, yes. Cheryl's deciding... oh, here it comes. Okay, I'm sorry, Sharon. Do you want me to read it? Because I see
it.
Cheryl's saying in less than 3 weeks from someone in less than 3 weeks from someone important in my life wanted to know if that means. Well, Cheryl, I'm lost in the first part because. Yeah. Are you saying, Cheryl, are you asking, there are shifts in a positive direction? You want to know in less than 3 weeks, will you be hearing from someone important in your life? And if so, I want to know if that, boy, Cheryl, I think that you've been drinking. Cheryl knows I'm just messing with her. I can, Cheryl, I feel comfortable enough. She says she's typing this. So, and she's a fast typer as I look at her blonde hair. And wait for it, here it comes. In the meantime, I know you want to ask me about the fetishes. Here it comes. I've had three calls recently. Oh, this is what she was saying. I've had three calls recently in less than 3 weeks. Okay, so she's had three calls from the same person in less than 3 weeks. But what she's saying is from someone important in her life, which is probably, you know, you can kind of get the idea. Okay, a male. So she's wanting to know, are there shifts in a positive direction with regards to this, Nancy? Do you follow me? Because they've had an interesting time with soulmate torment, a little bit stuff. Uh-huh. You know, follow me with what you're asking?
Yes, it's as clear as mud. Clear as mud to me.
Right.
Okay, so I'm just going to do a little shuffle here with the deck. That's very interesting. Just 1 second. Okay, here we go. Wow. There's a lot of, obviously Cheryl is a very spiritual person, and that's one of the reasons why she's listening tonight and she's asking questions. But I see that there's this person is not in a good place right now, and I don't know, she can probably answer this, if they're kind of going through a bad time, and part of the reason I feel that he's calling is to reach out and get support from you. So I think that being the kind, caring person that you are, you know, you're giving him support, but at the same time, he could call somebody else. So, I mean, you're a great support to him and a wonderful person, but there is a connection there as well. So, you know, he could call a friend or, you know, somebody else that he's been close to in his life, but he chooses to call you. So that's a good sign. So I think he's really reaching out to you. And one is because he needs support, and one is because he wants to connect with you. So even though he is going through a difficult time, it's not a bad thing. I mean, yes, you know, we talked about having, you know, healthy and positive people around us and things like that. But just because we're going through a bad time doesn't mean that we're, you know, not balanced people. I mean, we all go through difficult times, and he's going through something right now that's very sad for him, and he's reaching out to you, and you're reaching back to him. So, you know, he sees how, you know, understanding you are, and he looks towards you for wisdom. So I feel that this is really going in a positive direction, and what's going to happen is I don't think that you're going to get together like in the next week or two, but I think it's slowly going to develop into something, because I think what he's going through right now is is not going to allow him to get together with you. But and I see you talked about tomorrow night, but he wasn't sure. I think that he's unsure because he has all this stuff, and I think even though he's reaching out and connecting with you, part of him doesn't want to share too much because he doesn't want to lose face and things like that. But I think that you are going to connect with him, but not immediately, and like not tomorrow night. you know, and it's got nothing to do with you so much as the stuff that he's going through right now. But like I said, he could reach out to anybody, but he's not anybody. I mean, there's several other people that he could reach out to, but he's chosen to reach out to you. So he's, you know, that's a very, very good sign. And this is just a brief bump in the road for him. I mean, he's going to be fine in the next couple of weeks. So I think maybe not tomorrow night you might see him, you know, unless something really strange happens, and he does, but I feel that you won't see him tomorrow night, but you will see him soon. So I really feel that there's a strong connection with you guys, and he's really drawn to you, and it's going to be a positive thing. So I hope that helps.
That's great, Nancy. So it was a lot to get there, but it was So now I have to ask this one question. Are you ready, Maureen?
Yes, I of course. I'm ready. I don't know if I can really answer. Yeah, I am ready.
was it a joke? Did we have another question? No. I can't find it now. But
it's about fetishes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And the reason why I even know about fetishes, again, because of that wonderful woman named Catherine, and like I said, she's just a fabulous woman. And she gave me one a long time ago when I had been diagnosed with melanoma, stage 3 on my stomach. And I had never, you know, like I said, I think the American Indian, I love everything about everything. I love everything about that, you know. But her and I were really good connected together. She gave me this really neat fetish. It was a bear that had the little tiny, you know, sometimes they had a little coral. Robert probably knows what I'm talking about, of course, as well. Little coral, little things on their back carrying around. And I forgot, it was beautiful. And I kind of, you know, I lost it. But anyway, she gave me also, and I have them here, she gave me these other fetishes that were like, they were not the ones that are, who are the other people that put them in? Well, yeah, the Sunni, is that how you pronounce it? Sunni Indian tribe, New Mexico. Anyway, she gave me the whole, so I always have them with me. And but you will see a bundle of coral or turquoise or an arrowhead on the backside, and that's the original one which she gave me. They're a little expensive, but there's a lot of symbols. So anyway, so she gave me each one for like you know, east, west, you know, northwest, east, south. And so there's a turtle for south. And I guess, Robert, you might know why that would be. And there's for east. I don't know which one this is. It's something interesting. And I have had these for years, and I just recently pulled them out. Even before you talked about doing the show, I started bringing them back out around me. I just felt the need, you know. And west is a little bear thing. And the other, I don't know, they're lovely. But anyway, so the west is the bear. It's the strength and inner power, you know, and so forth. And then, you know, you can go, I'm not going to get into all this. But then the north is a mountain lion, leadership and resources. And the south is the badger. And west is the bear also, and east is the wolf. So fetishes are often seen, they're very popular. You know what they are, Cheryl. I'll go through the list of all. My sister's name's Sharon. My mom's name's Sharon. I'll go through. Sharon.
People use them to focus their energy on, right? And it's just what we use in our culture. We use eagle feathers. We use, you know, bear claws. We use the fetishes. Right? There's just ways to focus our energy. Now, a person who's Catholic would use a rosary. A person who's
yes,
would use the bead. So it's just a way.
It's to like crystals it. Or something else.
Yeah, it's just a way to focus our energies into, you know, healing or whatever we're doing.
I've been really lately. I pulled these out, and like I said, I've had them for 20. These other little small ones, and I, like I said before, the show was even talked about doing. I've been really wanting to have these out, and I found them. It wasn't like I even knew where they were for so long, and I bless their hearts. But you know, you're right about that, and I also wear rosary beads. I think I put so many, like you said, I'm all over the place. I put rosary beads on holy water, shaman water. But I need to get more into my animals, especially after the show, Robert and Sharon. I really, really, really appreciate it. The show was very informative, and it helped me get back in touch with some things that I really needed to, you know, get back into and you know, remember. And so I thank you for that. So there's a fetish. I love their fetishes, too. The name mm-hmm. fetishes.
I've never heard them called that. Is that what you've heard?
Yeah, I got them on my
own. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I thought that I was always wrong about it. That's one thing I can pronounce right. We all know from Atlantis, I don't pronounce it. But, yeah, fetishes. So... So anyway, thank you, Robert. I like I said, really appreciate your insight.
It was fun. So,
yeah, I'm going to get back into my animal friend, my animal totems. Rosary beads can be put aside. Anyway, there you have it.
Okay. So now we're going to, I just want, we have a chat question, Nancy said. So Nancy, can you tell us what the question is?
Yes, G. Fletcher wants to know, what is my animal totem?
Oh, okay. So, Maureen, it's your turn, but did you want to give that one to... Maureen, did you want to do that one?
I think Robert's more advanced. You know, I think just if he doesn't mind. And George is my friend from 40 years, and I wouldn't know. I'm not, like Robert, if it's okay.
So, Robert, go ahead.
It's kind of difficult without talking to the person, but just what I'm getting, I get the deer very strong for this person, and buffalo. Buffalo comes through very strong. So buffalo is a good totem. It teaches that this person will never want for anything. They'll always have enough. And we call the buffalo Katanka, which is, and Wakantanka is God. So it's everything came from the buffalo, and when we would hunt them, we would use every little bit. So when the buffalo comes up in our life like this now, it reminds us that if we're appreciative of every little thing we get, then more will come. If that makes sense. Like if we have $1,000 in the bank and we say, well, that's enough. Well, then that's enough. But if we say, well, I like that, but I'd like more, then more will come. And that's the buffalo. And I think that would be her totem.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I think you're right about, absolutely right about it. Because like I said, she's a dear friend of mine for many, many, many years. So that's lovely.
Ah, I want more. Mm-hmm. So that brings us to the end of yet another wonderful show. Thank you, Doug, who works behind the scenes and keeps us on track as our executive producer. And thank you to my co-hosts for joining me tonight. So next week's show is going to be anchored by Phil. So, Phil, can you tell us what we're going to do next week?
We're going to have Feng Shui Week next week. Tisha Morris will be here to give us some tips and talk about her latest book, Feng Shui Your Life. And she's a Feng Shui expert, certified life coach, a yoga instructor, and an energy healer. So, it's Feng Shui Week, and it'll be fun.
That's going to be great. So I'm looking forward to that. You guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Absolutely. And thanks again, Robert. It was
so
really
interesting.
Great. Very good. And
yeah, Sharon, very interesting show. Thank you. Wonderful show. Thanks.
And everybody really liked
it. Thanks, Robert.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
Thank you.
It was fun to have them all the way through, too.
Yes, it was. Absolutely. Yeah. Fun time.
One of my kids is meowing now.
What is that?
I said one of my cats is meowing.
Oh, big ears? Is big ears meowing?
No, big ears is one of the sanctuary. It's Patty.
Oh.
He's on my video with me on Psychic Access. He's always wanting to be in the limelight, I think.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay, well, good night, everyone. Thank you all, and have a wonderful week.
See you. Good night.
Thanks for listening.
Night-night.
Hello, my name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic access. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.
Right?